You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Hello, hello, Doc. You're listening to Talk Teaming Radio, and this is Stairway to Heaven with the host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and co-host Bishop Gregory Fly. And we're going to have an exciting program for you this evening, and hope you enjoyed the lessons and the music we will be playing later on in the show. And wishing that you just sit back and relax and listen to what we got in classes and listen with the teacher tonight is a real good lesson for us tonight, and we do have some nice music later on the show. But meanwhile, I'm going to turn it over to Bishop and let Bishop take over. Bishop.
Yes, thank you. Good evening and praise the Lord. It's good to be back. I had a trip to Mississippi and the Lord blessed and met us there. I want you to know that God is moving all over the place. I want to have a shout out for the School of Biblical Theology Seminary, located at 2481 Cleveland Avenue, a place where you can learn and do the things that God has called you to do. You can go online and look at us and take a real hard look at us. It's a biblicalseminary.org. That's our website, biblicalseminary.org. And let us know what you think. If you are a Sunday school teacher, if you are a missionary president or a Sunday school superintendent or whatever you are in the church, youth president, usher board president, we can help you be the best that you can be in God. Also, I'd like to get a shout out to my wife, Perlene. God bless you, miss you, and be so happy to see you. Also, to our church, Grace New Covenant Worship Center, located at 1643 Aberdeen Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. And we got a special project coming up on Sunday is Women's Day, but the fifth Sunday, and I believe that's the 31st, that's normally referred to as Halloween, we have an old school Sunday. We're going to have old songs, and we're going to have a good old message, and we're asking everybody to come on out and be a part of it. But before we go any further, I want to pray. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come to you, we give you praise, we honor you, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to help someone. And we ask, Lord, that you may hear our cry, hear the cries of your people, Lord, answer them in Jesus' name.
Amen. And I'd like to say, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony, and we'll be back out now. We're singing that, and I'd like to dedicate this program to my wife, Patricia, and my sister. Sister had a birthday 2 days ago, Margie did, and to all my family and friends, and hopefully that they're watching or listening tonight, and maybe if you get anything, you want to get involved with the lesson, if you want to get involved with the music, give us a call at 614-817-5588 at 614-817-5588. Bishop.
Yes, tonight's lesson, I'm excited about it. It's found in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, and we're going to consider verses 9 and 10. And it reads, "For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am." And that's what I want to talk about today. I am what I am. You are who you are. Not in a bad sense, but in a good sense. We begin to look at this and we see that Paul is making an argument with some of his fellow parishioners concerning whether there is a resurrection. And he's telling them that the resurrection occurred. And he said that people saw Jesus. Some, he appeared to different ones at different times.
It says that that if you would remain steadfast in what I preach to you, that you would be saved. In other words, if you can go back to grandma, when grandma was taking us to church and grandma was taking us to Sunday school, if we could get back to those teachings that grandma used to teach us and we started doing what she told us to do. Now, I understand that a lot of times when grandma was teaching it and telling us it didn't make sense to us and we wanted to go out and do our own thing and do what we felt like doing, but that time has passed. Now we have grandchildren and great-grandchildren and children that we need to pass on the wisdom that we have learned. But the one thing that I must caution you, children don't always listen to what you say as much as they look at what you do.
And that is correct. Children don't always listen. And the way things are going now, today, children don't pay attention. Now, neither are the young folks. Now, the smaller ones under 12, yes, they may, some of them may listen. But the ones older, the older young folks, they will not listen. Their minds are all bottled up and all other things. And it's hard to try. Now, I'm not going to say all of them are like that, but we do have some good ones that's trying to do the best they can and is trying to learn things to get ahead in life. And we have people that doesn't want to listen. And by this way, it's so much going on in this world today. It's, you know, we almost need to go take time to listen. Am I right, Bishop?
Yes, yes. Here, when we look at the scriptures, Paul says that Jesus appeared unto Cephas, who's Peter. He appeared unto James. He appeared unto over 500 disciples at one time. And then he said, but last he appeared unto me, one born out of due season. And I begin to look at this word due season. What does it mean? Well, in some translations, it means to be premature, like a child that's born before its time. Now, Paul, he was a little different because God specifically called him. He was on the way to Damascus to bring back bound to Jerusalem everyone that he found calling on the name of Jesus. But on his way, he got arrested by the Holy Ghost and changed his life. Changed his perspective. And he was so well known that when the Lord got he got blinded on that road. But when the Lord got ready to restore his eyes, the Lord had a servant by the name of Ananias. And Ananias, when God called him, Ananias wanted to know, well, why don't you let him stay blind? Is not this the same one who persecuted the church? But the Lord said, yes, but he prayeth now. Prayer makes such a vital difference in what we're doing and the direction that we're going in. If we would pray and consult God, God would lead and guide us into the way that we would have, in the way that he would have us to go. Ananias, the Lord told him, I'm going to show him the things that he must suffer. Notice this. Now, here's a man that God has called. He has changed his name. He has changed his assignment. He has changed his destiny. And now he called. He said that he must suffer. We're living in a time where people get in church, they don't want to suffer. They don't want to suffer in the world. They want everything easy. You know, they're willing to work, some of them, but some are not. But they want it handed to them. But we have to suffer. This is a suffering world. This is a suffering life. We're going to suffer, and we're going to have persecution if we continue to live.
Yeah, and if we always continue to live, as long as we're living, there's always something that's going to come in and block us. Doesn't matter what the goal may be, but there is someone that's going to block us and is going to try to stop you. But see, you got to hold fast and hold on to God's hand. You got to learn to pray about it and pray about things that's interfering with you, because all things, we can't handle everything that goes on. We have to put it in Christ's hands and let it handle it, because there are times when you wants to do something and it does not come out the way you want it to. But if you just kneel down and pray and let the Lord put in his hands, he'll take care of it. Sometimes I get to a point where things that I wish I control, but I can't control, because if I don't put it in God's hands, it'll never get done, because I always put myself in the way. And you got to forget about yourself and put it in God's hands, Bishop.
Yes, yes. Let me go back to my point of a premature birth. Paul said that he was born out of due season. I begin to look at this, and I begin to look at this man called Saul that was later changed to Paul. He was born out of due season. When we look at in the Bible, he goes on to say that I, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, not by the will of man. In other words, man didn't have nothing to do with it. I didn't really have anything to do with it because I feel that I'm the least of all that should have been called an apostle because I persecuted the church. Paul never forgave himself, but he said that I was in the desert in about 14 years. And he goes on and he says that while he was there, he met a man. And while he met a man, he said, whether this man was in the body or out of the body, I can't tell. He said that I saw things that was unlawful for me to tell or for me to write. He was in a different place. So that premature lets me to understand that what Paul was talking about is that my message is going to be a little different from the rest of the apostles. Even though they're the greatest and there's the chiefest of them, I'm the least, but I got a work to do. Paul came talking about spiritual things. He come talking about, I shall come revelations and visions. Visions and revelations, I shall come to that. They had never heard that before. Paul came fighting in the spirit realm, unlocking the doors in the spirit realm to the Gentile world. They had never heard that before either. But there's going to be some things that as you grow in God and God begins to reveal in these last days that people are not going to be so quick to understand, but that's okay. You keep teaching it. You keep talking it and let God do the opening up their understanding.
Yeah, we do have you're right, Bishop. We keep teaching it, keep talking about it and show them how it's done and learn how to be humble and understanding. Because the old ways, the ways that you were, did not work for you. Mm-hmm. But then, as long as you work to pray and keep your hands in and keep teaching what you know and how you feel and how things are, someone is going to come to and give up and say, I yield. Someone's going to stop, take a look at themselves and say, I don't need to do this no more. And it's a lot of things. We have a lot of things within ourselves that we do and try to get rid of, and it's hard for us to get rid of it. And so we have to kneel down and pray, Bishop.
Yes, Paul says that I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm not worthy to be called an apostle, but I am who I am. And, you know, and sometimes we look at our own lives, you know, we might have messed up here or messed up there, but you're not big enough or strong enough to mess up what God can't fix. So no matter who you are, I don't care how bad the mess up has been, God can fix it. I don't care how bad the screw up has been, God can fix it. You're not beyond repair. But the devil will tell you that they're talking about you when people don't even know you. He'll tell you that they don't care when they're praying for you to come out of whatever that you're in. But Paul, he was real serious. He said, but I'm the least of the apostles, but yet God has given me all this to do. And God has given you a thing to do. Don't worry about your past. Learn from your past. Don't repeat your past. And let God brighten your future. Because you know what? You can sit where you are. You might be at home. You might be driving your car. But you need to put on some sunglasses because your future is so bright.
Yes, that is. I'm going to go back on a phrase that people do talk about you. And the ones, when they talk about you, they're either jealous of you or they want what you got. And lots of times, sometimes you get in your mind, well, I don't care what people say about me. True enough, when they say talk is nothing but dirt cheap. But sometimes talk, as my wife say, the tongue can destroy anything that you desire or destroy anything that you have going. And a lot of this is why the world is in the situation that it is now, before, because a lot of talkers are out there are talking about things about you, and half the people that talk about you don't even know nothing about you or know how you are. And if they see you do something good, they're going to turn it around. If you tell the truth about something, they're going to turn it around. And people just love to talk, Bishop.
Yes, people love to talk, but talk is cheap, and talk can hurt. But you know what? You can overcome a lie. You can outlive it. You don't have to defend it. The truth will defend what people are saying if it's negative. But here, they were telling the truth on Brother Paul. Paul was somebody that that persecuted the church, but he kept on saying, but I am what I am by the grace of God. I don't deserve it, but the grace of God allows me to do what God would have me to do. And I want to tell you today that it is by the grace of God that your future is so bright. And all you have to do is seek the will and the mind of God and find out, Lord, what would you have me to do? Why am I here? Who should I connect with to help me that will be able to pour into me, that'll be able to point me in the right direction? And God has got somebody here that's willing to help you and that's commissioned to help you reach your destiny.
Yes, he will, because like Paul said, our sins, God's forgive us of our sins, and the things that we did, I'm saying, if God didn't, he don't treat us like our sins treated us when we was out there. And there's always someone, the ram in the bush, there's always someone out there that you're going to run into is just as kind-hearted and loving and in the army of the Lord. And if sometimes you watch how they do things and how they are, and it comes to your mind, well, dang, I want what he got. But 9 times out of 10, the adversary will always try to stop you from getting there. He's going to do everything in your path or just keep you like, you don't need that, or that's no good. Stick here with me and I will show you the way things are. But really deep down inside, you really don't want to get involved in that. You're trying to break free. And then Satan will not let you break free. Satan, Bishop.
Yes. It's important that we take the time to understand about our past and even what you might be in currently, your present condition, that God, he don't bring you out, or he don't expose it to destroy you. He exposes so he can correct it, and that he can correct you because you're important to him. Paul realized this, that his problem wasn't with the Lord. It was with the brethren, and God sent him Barnabas. Barnabas introduced him to the brothers in Antioch and told and stood for him and said that he's a good man now. He's praying now. And then when they heard him speak, Paul was not a dumb man. He was not an ignorant man. He was a very intelligent man, and he had been trained. So he knew the word of God. And I want to encourage you that no matter who you are or what you are now, if you're seeking a change in your life, then find you a church that teaches the truth, and the church is going to love on you until you made strong, mm-hmm. A church that can walk with you until you're able to stand on your own and walk for yourself.
Yes, and find a good-hearted church, because there's always someone within that church who can help you. We can't do things on our own without the help of someone that's in the army of the Lord. And once you find out how you are and find out that the good things that's within your heart, let them out. Too many of us have good things within us. We keep inside of us. And we're afraid to let out because someone's going to persecute you because you have a beautiful, kind heart. Someone's going to persecute you because you don't get angry too quick or ready to fight too quick. Because you always walk away and maybe go say a prayer to him, Lord, help me straighten, keep me calm, keep my nerves together. There's always someone that's going to try to force you and push you in that direction. But I can say for Paul, he learned, got himself together, and seen things that he probably really didn't like, and it got him together and got himself together and went around preaching the word, Bishop.
Yes, Paul, he said that I saw things that I can't even tell you that I saw. And I heard things that I can't tell you what I heard because they're unlawful for me to say. He went to a different place. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. There's a place that God has for you that's different from any other place that you've ever been. There's a place in God that you can go where he tells you secrets, not about other people. He tells you secrets about yourself and tell you secrets about him. We only understand him from one phase at a time, but there's a place that God wants to commune with us. He wants to be that place of peace and joy in your life. But you are who you are. You are what you are. You are a child of God. You belong to Him. He cares for you. Just like you look out for your children, God looks out for you. And every now and then, He would like to hear from you.
And we're all children of God. We're all His children, regardless who we are, where we come from, and from whom we are, what percentage we are. We all are children of God. And we all, if it wasn't for Him, we would all not be here to enjoy life. For it is He who wakes us up in the morning, and it is He who looks out for us. And He's the one that take care of us. A lot of things that you be saying that, I got this on my own. No, you did not get this on your own. If it wasn't for the good Lord, you wouldn't have what you got. And sometimes you have to think about things that you got, for how you got it, and be grateful that you got it. It may not be the greatest thing you ever want, but sooner or later down the line, it will come. I told my son a few years ago when he used to call me from Cincinnati all the time, he'd say, "Pop, I'm trying to do the best I can. And by my background, it seemed like it's hard. I gave him this. I told him, do not worry. Your time is coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a day when it's going to come. There's going to be somebody, you're going to be somewhere working. He's doing temporary work. You're going to go to some company. And they're going to see you work. They're going to like what you do. And sooner or later, they're going to come up and tell you, they're going to hire you and give you all the benefits you need and that you're going to have. They did hire him, and he worked there for them. They promoted him to a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him a crew of his own, and he's doing the best he can. And I'm so proud of him because what he went through to get what he got, and his wife that stuck with him all that time, she's getting nagging, then pushing, telling him, you know, blah, 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 blah. But she's hung in there with him, and she helped him when he was down. She helped him when he felt like he wasn't doing enough. And if it wasn't for the grace of God sending this woman to him, or he found her, he wouldn't have what he had today. And I'm so proud of both of them that, you know, he did stuck with her. And this is what we got to do. We have to sit down and take time and listen to what the Lord has for us. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. You have to sit back and be patient and wait for your time to come. And when your time to come, you'll be surprised. It's going to may not take a lot. As the old song, he may not come when you want him, but he's right there on time. And you've got to really sit, just be patient and wait for it. Bishop.
Yes, I want to talk to those that future business owners that you don't know that you're a business owner yet. You have a craving to do something different, but you don't know how to get started. But I say, just wait on the Lord, because by the grace of God, you are what you are. You just don't know what you are. You know, I'm reminded of a story of some ducks. And these ducks would swim and swim and swim. It was 8 of them. 7 of them looked alike. But this one was all big and kind of clumsy and didn't look like the rest. And as they matured, they began to look more and more and more like ducks. But this other one, he looked a lot different. And finally, after a period of time, come to find out that he wasn't a duck at all. He was a swan. There's sometimes we're swans. We're different from other people. Our thinking is different. That's who you are. That's what you are. There's nothing wrong with being different. It's what you do with that difference. You can make a difference with the difference that God has given you. And God wants to use you in a mighty way.
Yes, that he does, wants to use you, and he has, we all are put here for a purpose, and he has a job for all of us. But as I agree with Bishop said, for those who are trying to be businessmen and for those who are trying to be leaders that haven't got there yet, I'm saying the same thing. I agree with Bishop said the same thing. It's coming.
Yes.
Give it time, it's coming. Yes. It may take a while, but it's coming. For myself, experience, I wanted to be a professional musician. And it took all these years for me to wait, and I waited. Then my time came, and when it came, I ran with it. And I thank God for that. For the show, being a radio announcer, a radio DJ, I got, if it wasn't for a friend of mine named Reverend L.C. Steele in Fort Worth, Texas, he started me out. And when I came back to Ohio, I said to myself, I'm leaving this alone. I'm not going to go by it. I'm leaving it alone. I'll stick. But all the time I was running away from this, it kept hitting and biting me, biting me. You need to go back. And sometimes God has all does not always have another ministry for you besides the one you have now. And, you know, like I said, you have to be patient and wait on it, and it will come to you. And when it comes, you'll be surprised what happens, because once he give it to you, it's more than what he got.
Mm-hmm.
Richard.
Yes. You know, my story is a little different, and I want to tell it tonight. When we was growing up, we went to public school in Detroit, but my mother would send us to vacation Bible school at a Catholic church every summer. And on this particular summer, we were there for 2 weeks, and the nun came and asked us if we wanted to go to Catholic school. We didn't know what Catholic school was other than a school like a public school, but she said, go home and ask your mother. So we went and asked my mother, could we go to Catholic school? And she said that she didn't have the money. It cost money to go to a private school, and she didn't have it. We went back and told the nuns. Now, it was five of us at that time. And they told us to go and tell her that it wouldn't cost us anything to go to a Catholic school. And we went back and we told my mother, and she said, well, yeah, if you want to go. And we went to Catholic school, but there was something that was very different about the Catholic school versus the public school, is that they taught religion every single day, like math and like English. We had religion. Some of it I agreed with. I was in that seventh grade, and some of it I didn't, because I didn't understand. But every day for 4 years, this was pounded in me. And what the Lord was doing, he was setting me up. I didn't know. I knew that I had a calling from God, but I didn't know what the calling was, because I didn't go to church, really, but to Mass. But one day when I got saved and got filled with the Holy Ghost, that word that God had been placing in me for those 4 years every day began to explode. And I couldn't understand how I knew so much about the Word of God. Then I was reminded, well, you had religion, and see, God have a way of getting you in the position that he wants you. He might be working on you right now, lining you up with your purpose. But you are what you are, but it's by the grace of God. Even though we're so undeserving, it's by his grace. Aren't you so glad that the new contract that we have with God put grace in there and said that I will forgive you if you ask me?
Yes. Yes, and he will forgive you for it. He will forgive you when you ask him, because he's a God of a good heart, and he's a God of giving. And it's a lot of us, maybe all of what he gives, what we want, sometimes is better. He may have something better than what we ask for. And whatever it is, it's beautiful. And we have to try to listen to him and guide us. Bishop, I went to a Catholic school also, and you're mm-hmm. really correct. They do teach a lot of religion and math. They teach besides math and English, but they do teach a lot of religion.
Every day.
And like I said, I had some ministers in my family, grandfather and uncles, two grandfather and uncle preachers, and you'd be surprised what they teach. And you know, you teach it, and sometimes you learn to got it. Learn together. Right now, the time getting short for our YouTube and Facebook fans, but I'd like to say, hey, Bishop, I'd like to hope you enjoyed this part, and remember, keep a smile on your face. Bishop?
Yes, I want to remind you again of the School of Biblical Theology Seminary, located at 2481 Cleveland Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. Our phone number is area code 614-929-5333, and the website is biblicalseminary.org. Check us out, and we could be a help to you. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. Just know that you are great, and you are great in the sight of God.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
I'll bring it, Nick. Hello, hello, this is Stairway to Heaven, and you're listening to, this is Talktainment Radio, and it's Stairway to Heaven, and you're listening to Dr. Bass Claude Smith and Bishop Gregory Fly. And we having a nice discussion and everything. I want to say one thing before we get back into the lesson, and one thing before. That this here, this is a new group, this is a group called Nikki and the Brown Singers. No, brothers, sorry. Christy Brown, Christy Davis. That's okay. Christy Davis in the Blood. I'm looking at it right here.
I know it was the blood for me. The blood comes streaming down. The blood comes streaming down. The blood came streaming down for me.
Okay, that was Pastor Christy Davis Nelson singing The Blood. I talked to her before I got her CD on the phone. And Daryl Daryl, I talked to her. She got some more out, and she is a minister.
Okay.
She is a minister, and I'm surprised to get her CD. Daryl sent me that CD, and he got a lot of stuff. He's gonna send us. So
okay.
He's gonna send us a lot of stuff. But each song carries a message, and if you listen closely to it. The message is to help you get a hold of things. You know, a lot of people say, I'm going to pull away from your teaching for a little bit. A lot of people say things come up. And my godmother, Patricia, she always say that Patricia Dewberry, we call her Mom,
mm-hmm.
and she knows you. She knows you. And you know her son, Ross Howard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she, when I came here, I would hear her say something. She say, "Lewis, you know what?" I said, "Man," she say, "Don't worry about things." She would tell me, "Something, if you go before you go somewhere, plead the blood of Jesus on that thing, and they'll leave you alone." And I didn't understand what. Admit by that,
mm-hmm.
but as I hung around her and learned from her, and I see now what it is that a lot of people, a lot of us Christians, see things and say, "Well, I'm gonna put the blood on that and make it so it won't get in my way."
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, a lot of things. Ever since I learned that. A lot of things I feel that's come against me, and I have to plead the blood on it to keep myself straight.
Absolutely.
Because if you don't, you're not protected.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the time of Moses when the Jews was putting blood around that door,
mm-hmm.
and I never could understand that meaning, but I know a little bit of it, but I don't know too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go in.
But one of the things that the blood was required, a life for a life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible teaches us that by one man's sins, we was all condemned.
Okay.
But by one man's righteousness, we was made righteous. But what God required was a blood sacrifice. So what they did back in the day, and I'm so glad we don't have to do that now.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, if I had to bring a lamb to church, I wouldn't know what to do with it. If I had to bring a dove to church, I don't even know where to find a dove.
Right.
So, but Jesus became our sacrifice to satisfy the wrath of God.
Okay.
When he was up on the cross, the wrath of God was against him for all of our sins. For that was the people that was then, and the people that would come after then, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That blood was the redemptive power for all of us. And so that's why the blood is so important. He said, without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. And by the word remission, it means removal, not hide. See, back in the time before Jesus came,
mm-hmm.
they would have the animals, and they would catch the blood of the animals. And the priest would take that blood, and he would pray and go back into the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle, and he would sprinkle that blood upon the mercy seat of God, which was made out of pure gold. But it was the mercy seat. Blood had to be applied to the mercy seat. Blood had to be applied to the mercy seat. God had to have mercy on us. And so that was not a removal of sin. That was a covering up of sin. But God wanted a better sacrifice. He wanted something that it wasn't a cover up, but it was a removal, and gave us the opportunity to come to him with our sins and ask, Lord, forgive us. And he is just and quick to forgive us, and he wants to.
Okay. All right. Then understanding now. I'm glad to teach you that. Getting back to your.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit further about that blood.
Okay, we can keep on going with that.
Yeah.
We can keep going with that.
We was talking earlier
about doing the will of God. We talked about not moving before your time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we get excited, young people especially, young people ready to go right now. They're right. ready to do whatever they're going to do. Mm-hmm. They're going to do it right now before they get old.
Yeah,
I think it's on their mind all the time about getting old.
Because I sure couldn't wait till I got grown. I can't wait till I get 21. Before I went in the Army. And I said, well, I wonder what I'm going to do when I get grown. And the next thing I know, I was in the United States Army Station at Fort Benning, Georgia. And it's a whole lot different, young people, when you get grown. It's not like you're away from mom and daddy and you're out here on your own and you're fighting a crew world by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so tempting that grasping. And when you get out there, you don't know what you're going to run into. And this is why when you hear people say, I'm going to plead the blood of Jesus on mm-hmm. on this. Lord, help protect my son. You know, I know my mother did it when I was away, before she passed away. I know she put the blood on me when I was overseas in the United States Army, this and that and the other.
And she would probably ask the Lord to cover you with his blood.
Right. And what made it, she thought I was going to wind up in Vietnam. And I did too when I just left her off leave and went back to Germany. And they had a letter for me where you told me you're going to Vietnam. And I wrote Mom a letter and told her that, well, Mom, I don't know how long I'm going to be in Germany, but they're going to shift me to Vietnam. And she must have prayed that whole day. She had to. Because after I got the orders to go to Vietnam, I got called back 20 minutes later and said, you don't have to go. Mm-hmm. Your job wasn't that important.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I still remember it to this day. But young folks, let me say this to you, and I hope you're listening. There's a lot of things out here that's good for you that ain't good for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone in your family or someone around, somewhere in your family is praying for you, and they don't plead the blood of Jesus on you, because out here, there's nothing out here but trouble and shame. And it's hard and it's sad. It's a sad thing when you see the young people wasn't brought up the way we were, but going the other way. And I had a friend in Cincinnati told me one day, he said, you know what? When he saw a thing, he saw it change himself. He said, you know what? He said, we're the last obedient generation. And another friend said, we're doing so much. God looked at it, but he's getting tired of it, but he has to put up with mm-hmm. it.
You know, I got a couple points.
Mm-hmm.
One, let me go back to the last obedient generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the prophet Elijah,
mm-hmm.
He thought he was the last prophet. He said, Lord, I and only I'm the last prophet that's standing. I have not bowed down to Baal. But God said, that's not so. I have 7,000. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? We hear about the mishaps of our young people. But what we don't hear enough of is the success stories of our young people. There's
that's
young
true.
People in church. There's young people excited about God. My second point is, that your mom, when she pleaded the blood, because the death angel couldn't go past the blood when they put the blood on the doorpost
mm-hmm.
when I was in Egypt
yeah.
on that last night that they were there before Pharaoh just came to his senses and said, y'all get out.
Right.
He said, y'all, you know, caused enough problems. Get out. Take your stuff and leave. Okay. But the death angel, could not go past the blood. So when you plead the blood, you put a covering over that person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a song that they used to sing years ago when I was coming up, take the Lord God with you everywhere you go.
I remember that because
you're
going
to need him everywhere you go.
I remember that song. I definitely remember that song. My grandmother used to sing the song. We got another song coming up now.
Thank you.
Okay, that's not Nicky and the in the Browns. That's Push. That's a group called Push. And we gotta look up. I didn't bring the music, but we got some stuff that that we gonna have to bring. I'll bring some next time. But I went back. But anyway, getting back to like I said, there's a lot of these young people do. There are some good young people.
Oh, there are definitely some good young people. There's some young people that's involved in music, and their passion for music, for gospel music, for quartet music, is just as great as it was in past times. We just have to find them.
Right.
But it's a lot of good things that's going on too. But the enemy would just take the bad things and make that big, and then we say that, you know, everybody's bad, but that's not so. God has got some young people that's on fire for him.
Yes, I like to, that is true. There is a lot of young gospel groups out there and some young people out there, and like we said, we have to find them and get a hold of them and let the people know, like I said, all young folks are not bad.
No.
They're not bad. I know a few good ones, and I know some that I done ran into some bad ones too.
But the bad ones are a small minority.
Mm-hmm.
They just get all the publicity, you know, but the bigger group is good.
Right. But, you know, because I hear our producers show, I hope I'm right, and I hope he correct me. But, I think one time he said, where are all the good stuff? Why? He says the bad stuff is they advertise this, and just like you said, they'll go for it and look at that bad stuff and say and put a lot of money in it.
It makes money.
But the ones, what about the good ones?
Mm-hmm.
What about the ones that are out there working and trying to do their best? I know a young man now, he's doing his best, and he's going to school, and I gave him some advice on some things, and he's carrying it on with him. But I also told him this: if it get to the point where you can't handle it, I say go to the military and get in there, and whatever you want to learn in the military, you'll learn it, but you'll get paid for learning what you're learning now. Mm-hmm. But when you get out, and you can go back to school, but you'll be a little bit ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Or what they're teaching, because you learned that in the military and you go to school and continue, you're going to be a little bit wise and a little bit ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he makes it, hopefully that he, you know, take that in stride. But I just told him that let that be your last resort.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, because the way things are, you got people out there, got some of these people out there that don't want you to make it. This is Talk Tame and Radio, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and co-host Bishop Fry. And Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and the Refuge Baptist Church. And give us a call if you like the conversation or the music at 614-817-5588. That's 614-817-5588. And we'll be glad to hear from you. Okay, Bishop?
Yes. You know, our young people, they're precious. The enemy would like to destroy and to discourage them. But I know young people that are opening up businesses. You know, they're working the computer. They do it altogether different from the way I do it. I have to go to them because, you know, people are on the computer, on the internet.
Right.
And we're still trying to, you know, get a hold of people through the phone book.
Yeah. Yes. On the phone book right now, like they say, you don't have the phone book. You got the text now. If you can't get them on the phone, well, we'll text and let you know what we want and what we need. This is what we have to do. This is my group, the Keys of Harmony. And this is Standing in the Need of Prayer.
Standing.
That is the keys of harmony, standing in the need of prayer. As I said, the group is back out. We're back together again. We're back out there. We did a concert last week. We was out of town when we did that program last week. So there will be more programs, concerts coming up. And I'm asking everyone to pray for the keys of harmony because two of our members had caught COVID. And just found out about it, so praying that it's not as bad as it is. But I believe both of our members had shots, but I think okay. They just got the tip of the iceberg of it. And we'll give us time. We'll be back out there working. And like I said, I'm glad we're back doing that thing. We're back singing together, and it's. Like it's one big happy family.
Amen.
And and I thank God for Bishop, your group. We need to play some of their stuff on the show.
Men of God's Heart.
I need to play some of them because they're one of my favorite groups here in the city of Columbus.
Okay.
I need to play them. And
well, we can probably get maybe the manager or one of the members of the group together to come and be on the show.
That sounds good. That's how I go to get one of them here.
Okay, I'll work on that.
You get them here, but
Brother Smith, I want to just before we close, because I know we're approaching about 4 or 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the process. Jesus went through a process to shed blood on the cross for us.
Okay,
because he was the ruler of death. But he loved us so much that he was willing to sacrifice himself that we could live, that we could have a right to the tree of life and have eternal life. But by him being supreme and almighty, mm-hmm. he had to pull off that type of authority and come down to our level. But we see it when he was hanging on the cross and he says that no man take my life. Now they got him nailed to the cross. Nails in his hands and his feet, holes in his side, and then he utters, "No man take my life." You don't have the authority to take my life, but I give my life. But every now and then, when you sit back and you reflect that, you think about it, mm-hmm. How precious we must be in the sight of God that he would give his only begotten son to die in our stead. And I just have to raise my hand sometime and just say hallelujah.
Yeah, I do too. And that was the things that he went through that crucifixion. You and I could not take. Could not take what he took. I mean, I saw that movie, the Passion of the Christ, and the things that the way they whipped him and the way they did him. It was just something that I couldn't be able to stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be hollering, "You can kill me now." kill me now because I can't take this. But he took it, and each time he got up on his feet, stood up on his feet, and they seen they couldn't hold him down. But anyway, by his stripes and by the blood, we all are healed. And I'm looking forward for my two members and my daughter to be healed because I'm looking for her to come out of that. Because I always tell a baby girl, "You're not going to be laying here alone. Dad's going to fight with you, and we're going to fight this together."
Okay.
And I tell her that every time I go there, we're going to fight this together. I may not get to see you every day like I want to, but when I do come, I leave that, put that in her ear.
Mm-hmm.
For those, like I said, for those who listen to us, time is getting short. And like I say, Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. And myself, Dr. Bass Claude Smith, and Bishop Flyer, the host of this show. And Bishop, say something.
Yes, I want to remind you once again of our fifth Sunday coming up on October the 31st, Old School Sunday at 10:30 a.m. at 16. 43 Aberdeen Avenue, Columbus, Ohio, Grace New Covenant Worship Center. See you then.
Yeah, I sure did. And for those, I'd like to say this. Father, you don't take no wooden missiles. And remember, the mind is nothing but the garden. What you put in it grows. Have a happy smile, a happy face. Good night. God loves you, and take the Lord with you everywhere you want to go.
Y'all come on, clap your hands. Somebody hit